The build-up to the 2024 release of Wicked has been interesting, to say the least.
Oh my goodness,
that's an amazing question.
I'm going to be
happy and
thing. Every time she opens her mouth, I pee.
So silly!
Oh my goodness. That's a very thoughtful question.
Yeah.
It's moving. I think I would say... Oh gosh.
The films that stars Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo have been flooded with controversies, and it was delayed so many times most were sure this would never get made. Fortunately for fans, the film was finally released, and whilst it's had a great reception, there's also been some really weird stuff happening in the press tour. The press tours came into full swing in early November. The actresses were doing interviews and photo ops. All eyes were on them. As such, it was almost impossible to ignore the sudden change that had befallen them. Immediately, fans noticed that their skin seemed to have shrunk around their forms, highlighting the sharp edges of their bones and skulls. Fans were horrified at how gaunt Erivo and Grande had become. The pop singer in particular looked like she might fall apart at any second, with other fans suggesting they might even be on drugs. Fans were understandably concerned about them, and many had theories about why they looked the way they did, as there's a very worrying trend of celebrities, particularly older women, using Ozempic to force weight loss. It's gotten so out of hand that Kourtney Kardashian has even released her own version of the drug. Considering this, it's easy to see why people would immediately assume that the Wicked leads were using Ozempic. Even experts felt like it was the most likely option. Losing weight naturally takes time, especially if you're already skinny, which Cynthia and Ariana already were. However, given the speed of the transformation, it was almost impossible to rule Ozempic out. But the real question is why the actresses need to take such drastic changes to their figures. One of the main things young women envy about Ariana Grande is her size. She's been quite petite for most of her career, often leading fans to compare her to Audrey Hepburn. The singer didn't seem to have too much of an issue with it because she was a massive fan of the late actress, and no one saw much harm in the comparisons until the Wicked promotions. As more photos were released, it seemed like her team was leaning into these comparisons as much as possible. As of late, her outfits have been very reminiscent of what Hepburn used to wear. Unfortunately, it seemed they wanted her to emulate Hepburn through more than style. They also wanted Grande to match her in size, and now people are getting worried about it. You see, the thing about Hepburn is that she didn't achieve her size by choice. She grew up in a fascist Holland and was almost starved to death during a famine. Her physique was a result of malnutrition and stunted growth, issues that she never fully recovered from after the hardship. So if Grande's team were pushing to achieve the late actress's impossible physique, the singer would literally have to starve herself, which if you pay attention to the vegan diet that she's been living on since 2013, that might not actually be too far from the truth. Her trainer has revealed that she survives on smoothies, salads, vegetables, and tofu. And while fans have voiced their concerns, Grande has always brushed them aside, often claiming that she's been healthier than she's ever been in her entire life. It's difficult to believe her when you can literally see the outline of her ribs and her chest. Many people have confirmed the fans' suspicions, revealing that Grande looked malnourished and like she was in the final stages of veganism. Mixed in with Ozempic, and you get a very strange figure. On the other hand, Cynthia's sudden skinniness might have resulted from the pressure of working alongside Ariana Grande. Even though she wasn't a vegan for as long, she was just as dedicated to the diet. Cynthia became vegan around 2018 after accepting that red meat disagreed with her system and maintained it for ethical reasons. However, even with the diet, she'd never been a small woman, nor did she want to be. She was a gym lover who wasn't afraid to chow down on unhealthy foods and proved even vegans could build muscle. However, this sentiment has changed in the last few months, especially with the release of Wicked. Fans believe that after working with and constantly being compared to Ariana Grande for a few months, the comments finally got to her and she forced herself to lose weight. A dangerous amount of weight. The women are such smaller sizes that it could be possible they develop competitive eating disorders. It's not unheard of and maybe the cause behind the skeletal looks they're sporting now. But there's a lot of other stuff going on, especially with the interviews. It's not just that they're skinnier, it's also their really strange, out of touch behavior. Have you ever caught yourself reaching for a habit you know isn't the best? We've all been there, whether it's out of boredom, stress, or just routine. But what if I told you there's a better alternative that's guilt-free, stylish, and even fun to use? Meet Fume, the sponsor of today's video. Fume is a revolutionary flavored air device that's redefining the way we think about habits. It's not a vape, there's no vapor, no nicotine, no batteries, and nothing to charge. Instead, Fume is all about enjoying delicious natural flavors like crisp mint or orange vanilla through a sleek, high-quality device. It's passive, natural, and perfect for anyone looking to leave bad habits behind. Now I know what you might be thinking, flavored air, really? But trust me, Fume isn't a category of its own. Think of it like the herbal tea of this space. Light, refreshing, and completely guilt-free. Plus it's got a great fidget-worthy design that satisfies magnets, clicks, and an airflow dial that's as calming as it is cool. Perfume isn't just about flavour, it's also about freedom. Freedom from smoke, vaping, and the chaos of bad habits. All for about a third of the cost of traditional bad habits. So this holiday season, why not give yourself the gift of better habits? Head to tryfume.com/moon and use the code MOON to grab a free Fume topper with your journey pack. While it's normal for co-stars to be friendly with each other, Ariana and Cynthia have taken it 10 steps further. The two women seem to always be touching each other, not only constantly holding hands, but there's also a few videos of them petting each other's faces. And they even have several matching tattoos between the two of them, most of which relate to the film.
You got tattoos like a bunch, right?
Yes, we did.
We have For Good on our hands.
For Good.
Yes.
And they,
now that's in like,
we got them on opposite, so when we hold hands, they touch. It's so crazy.
It's ridiculous. We have our puppies.
We have our puppies.
Oh, I love the poppy scene!
It's just really weird when you watch these interview clips, and it's hard to tell whether this is a performance or just draw more people in to see the movie, as this weirdness seems beyond anything to do with the movie. Whenever they seem to do an interview together, one or both always seems to be crying or mentioning crying. Sometimes they're even joined by their interviewers. It's happened so often that there was enough material to even make a compilation of this stuff.
Oh no, babe. Babe.
No.
Yeah.
Cry.
Yeah.
Whoa!
Mia. That's beautiful.
He cried and, you know, remember I texted you?
You texted me, yeah.
I said, I haven't told anyone, but I think I'm doing this.
Yeah.
And she said, hold on.
Yeah, the stuff you don't see is the most special stuff.
Yeah.
Whoa, stop!
Whoa!
Jesus Christ!
The constant tears and the performative actions just seem like out-of-touch District 1 Hunger Games type things. It almost just feels elitist and comes across really weird. Take their interview with Alice Tracy Gilchrist, for example. As the interview began, she aimed her first question at Cynthia, asking how she felt about fans holding space for Defying Gravity, whatever that means.
Discussion, but I've seen this week people are taking the lyrics of Defying Gravity and really holding space with that and feeling power in that. Would you touch on that moment in the film when Elphaba has been banished and yet she comes into her full power at that moment of the worst time?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that was happening.
Mm. I've seen it, yeah.
That's really powerful.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
And now it seems like this question was meant to tee up her next few questions, but Cynthia's reaction took the interview on an unplanned detour. She seemed to act like her rendition of the song was the only rendition, like it hadn't been one of the most popular songs in theatre spaces since 2004. The question and response confused both Grande and any other fans who watched the interview. Gilchrist then tried her best to push past her response, but she only made things worse. The interviewer then informed Cynthia that she's seen a couple of posts in queer media, setting off the Broadway star even more. Grande then seems to be the only one who doesn't understand what's happening but tries to comfort Cynthia by grabbing her finger. The exchange is just so bizarre, but it's made funnier by the fact that Gilchrist made the whole thing up. During an interview with Variety, she revealed that she hadn't seen any posts. Instead, she spoke to her friend before the interview and embellished her story. She claimed this was because Cynthia's response had flustered her, and the interview did an excellent job of exposing how performative the two have been throughout the promos. Their weird elitist behaviour caused many people to even question how genuine they actually are. Others speculated that their tears might be a result of trauma bonding or even drug use, which makes you wonder what actually happened behind the scenes on set. While there is a small section of people that think The Wizard of Oz is just genuinely cursed, during the original film production of The Wizard of Oz, many of the lead actors almost died. Margaret Hamilton, who played the Wicked Witch, suffered severe burn injuries. She missed 6 weeks of filming because of the malfunctioning trapdoor that caused the injuries. Hoping to avoid similar situations, she then insisted her stand-in, Betty Danko, had to handle any scenes involving fire. Her copper-based makeup was also incredibly toxic, and she was left with green skin for months. Danko had her own near-death experiences on set too. During one scene, the director had her sitting on a makeshift pipe. It spewed smoke and was designed to look like a broomstick, but unfortunately for Danko, the pipe exploded, and not only did she have to go to hospital, but her legs were permanently scarred after the incident. And then there's Buddy Ebsen, the man who originally played the Tin Man. His legacy lives on in the vocals of We're Off to See the Wizard, which were used in the film's final version. However, he was later replaced by Jake Haley. It wasn't because he was a pain to deal with or because he was giving setmates a hard time, though this is a common reason behind an actor's replacement. No, the real reason he was replaced was because the aluminium dust in his Tin Man makeup was so toxic that it damaged his lungs. Ebsen was then hospitalized for 2 weeks and had breathing problems that required him to be put in an iron lung. Haley also suffered some pain from the Tin Man makeup, though he wasn't anywhere near as damaged by the experience. The worst he had to deal with was an eye infection that caused him to miss 4 days of filming. Then there's all the stuff that Judy Garland had to go through at the hands of her mother and executives. And truthfully, it's remarkable she lived as long as she did. And now people speculate that this curse is passed down onto Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo. Now, while the conditions on the Wicked sets obviously haven't been as bad as The Wizard of Oz, things haven't been great. We've already seen the issues before with Cynthia's narcissistic rant on Twitter, where she let out her rage about a fan movie poster. Because of how iconic Wicked is, there's been a lot of pressure to ensure that the final product is good, at least as good as the Broadway production. As a result, everybody's been working themselves to the bone, with the actresses hinting at intense filming schedules, with Cynthia even telling people that the writer's strike putting production on hold was a major relief, as it meant that she and her colleagues could finally take a break. But it also seems like there's other stuff going on, and it's hard to tell what it really is. But judging from these interviews, if this is a common thing in Hollywood for people to act like this, to have this strange behavior, and to be so warped into Hollywood culture, it's really terrifying to imagine what happens behind closed doors, at the parties, at the events with the producers and directors. What really goes on in Hollywood is truly bizarre, but if the results look like this and force you to become like these co-stars, then you can only imagine how disturbing the industry is. And if the industry is this disturbing, it's a terrifying thought that these are the people creating our culture.